are my neighbors? Tune in to Out There to meet some of them. Out There airs every Wednesday from 4 to 5 in the afternoon with me, Ruthie Woodring. Come with me and my recorder to meet people and plants and think about ways we can share the world. That's Out There every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. here on Valley Free Radio, WXOJLP, 103.3 FM, Northampton. Archived editions of Out There are online at weatherbeard.com/RUTHY. Get out if you can. But if you can't get out, tune in. And thanks for tuning in today. It's Wednesday, November 11th. I have two guests, one very special guest. Oh, I said this last time, Dwayne. Dwayne, you're a special guest, but I have an unusual, different guest today. Luna Puchowski. Thanks for coming in, Luna. Luna's a singer and songwriter and a seventh grader at PVPA, Pioneer Valley Performing Arts Academy in South Hadley. And I should disclose, a neighbor two doors down. Anything else you want to say for your introduction, Luna?
Not really.
All right, we'll get to more later. Luna's going to do some songs, and this is also Fun Drive Week here at Valley Free Radio.
Not fun. Fund.
fun funding. Yeah, thanks to everyone who's pledged so far this week. If you want to call in and pledge money to the station, you can call 413-585-1033. You can also donate online, valleyfreeradio.org.
And I expect that phone to be lighting up any moment now.
Call and Dwayne will be here to answer your calls.
In person.
And we also have some...
Stuff.
Stuff, yeah. Call in. I just added something to the list for donors. If you make a $15 pledge, you can get a gift certificate for Pedal People Service. $30 worth of Pedal People Service.
For 15 bucks?
Do the math on that one, Dwayne.
Half price.
It's half price.
That's a tough one.
That's a deal.
It is. But what could they get with their $30 gift certificate?
Well, they can support this station and all the, well, some of the overhead, the shows that we get from Pacifica, as well as all the local shows. Well, it's all volunteer run, but we still have to pay for electricity and things like that.
But there's only two, so you better get them while they're going fast.
And so, let's see. Today, the main thing for today will be Luna. Oh, and then I have some stories. Dwayne might have some stories as well.
Always.
So, yeah, again, Luna, thanks so much for coming in today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it's a special Wednesday, being a holiday and Veterans Day, that you're available. Like, what would you normally be doing at this hour on a Wednesday?
Well, I would still be in school. My school runs pretty late.
Uh-huh. What time do you go? What time do you get out?
Well, actually, maybe I'd be just getting out because my school gets out at 4, except for on Fridays, but the bus gets me back around 5.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's in South Hadley. How do Northampton or Florence students get to and from PVPA?
Well, most of them take the bus, but a lot of them have to drive to the bus stop.
And where's that?
Well, my bus stop is around Thorns in downtown Northampton.
Okay, so they have, like, gathering places for the buses. Do you know how many students go there?
I don't know. I think it's around 400.
Uh-huh. So you're a seventh grader there. That means it's your first year. What are the grades there?
It's from 7th to 12th grade.
Mm-hmm. And last year you were a sixth grader at JFK Middle School in Florence. How would you compare the two?
Well, one of the biggest differences I found at JFK to PVPA, at JFK, most of the older kids, they kind of had their own lives and they didn't really care much what was happening with the sixth graders. But at PVPA in seventh grade, a lot of the older kids, if something's wrong with the seventh graders or is something's happening with the seventh grader, they'll really care and they'll try to help with that.
Any idea why there's a cultural difference there?
Well, there's a lot of programs. There's the peer mentoring program, and there's a lot of programs, and they're really just taught there to be great role models for the younger kids and do stuff like that.
How did you get in?
Well, it's a charter school, so they can't do auditions, but there's a raffle. It's not like you don't have to pay for the raffle, but you can enter in the raffle, and if you get in immediately, you can say yes or no, but then there's also a waiting list, and if someone who got in immediately says no, the waiting list goes down, and the person at the bottom of the waiting list goes into the school instead of them.
Do you have any idea how many people are in the raffle? Like, what, of the people that want to get in, how many actually get in?
I'm not exactly sure. I know there's, like, a lot more people who want to get in than actually get in.
Yeah. It sounds like a pretty special place, and that's cool that you won the raffle.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Sounds like housing in Northampton. Raffle.
Yeah. So, let's see. So, Luna, how did you get into singing and songwriting?
Well, when I was a little kid, I was six, actually. I went to this cafe, and I saw this band performing, and they were a local band, so I got to talk to them after. And the lead singer, who also writes the songs, she showed me her songbook, and she said I was the only person who ever got to see it but her. So a little later, I got my own songbook. And, well, it was just a normal book, but I started writing songs, and ever since then, I've always known I wanted to be a singer and a songwriter.
Wow, from age six.
Wow.
Do you have any of your early songs, or do you remember the first song you wrote?
I remember the first song I wrote. It was very bad. I was six. I'm pretty sure it was about an anime.
A what?
An anime.
Wait, what's that?
An anime, it's like a Japanese cartoon. Oh, okay.
Cool. Do you remember when you, like, when did you first start performing?
Well, I think around the time when I was 9 or 10, I started doing open mics at Sam's Cafe, Pete's Place, at downtown Northampton. And a little after that, I got a voice teacher who set me up with performances.
So did they give you free pizza at Sam's?
No.
No.
There's no justice.
Yeah, you know, even though we're neighbors, and I've known you for like the last 10 years, I guess, since I moved in, and my housemates moved in a couple of doors up. Like, I didn't know about this passion of yours until you sang one of your originals at my house at a Monday night potluck. I mean, I'd heard you and your friends singing, "I came in like a wrecking ball," when you were swinging on the rope swing in our backyard. But I didn't know how much more was behind that. So I'm really, it's very special to hear this. So I know you've prepared a couple of your original songs to sing for listeners today. Could you tell us about one that you're going to sing?
Well, the one that I'm going to sing next, obviously I wrote it, and I wrote the ukulele chords for it, which is the first time I've been able to write the chords for one of my own songs. So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Take it away.
I don't know, I just don't know. Let go, I can't let go. Breathing in, breathing out. What am I supposed to do? I lost myself in you. Holding in, holding back. What does it even mean? What does it even mean? When the past parts of you are never who you really are. Who do you want me to be? Who do you want me to be? Tell me and I'll try my best to be that. Tell me and I'll try my best to see that. What does it even mean? Don't you know I've tried? So many times I've cried. Did my best. Be like the rest. I've done the best I can. No, I'm not Superman. Let me out. Please free me now. What does it even mean? What does it even mean? When the best parts of you are never who you really are. Who do you want me to be? Who do you want me to be? Tell me and I'll try my best to be that. Tell me and I'll try my best to see that. What does it even mean? What does it even, what does it even mean?
That was very nice. And are you people out here that are driving home? Don't clap. I mean, you can tap your steering wheel, but don't take your hands off the wheels.
Only if you're a passenger. Wow, thanks, Luna. Do you want to say anything about that song?
Well, I was, when I wrote it, it was a day off of school, I believe. And I was really, really bored, and I got my ukulele, and I just thought about some chords and started making lyrics to them, and it kind of just turned into this thing that I really like.
How does that process work for you, like writing the words and the poetry and combining it with the music, the sound, the chords?
Well, most of the time, I've usually just written the lyrics and the melody, but now that I've started writing chords to my songs, I kind of had to figure out how the chords worked with the lyrics, and sometimes I had to change the melody to fit the chords or change the chords mm-hmm. to fit the melody and just make sure mm-hmm. it all works together and is kind of cohesive.
Mm-hmm. How did you choose a ukulele?
Well, my mom actually joined a ukulele group called AEIO Ukes, and mm-hmm. I was like, this is so cool. I have to try this. And then I asked my mom if I could play ukulele too and if she could teach me some things, and then I started learning. Mm-hmm.
Do you play any other musical instruments?
I've recently started taking guitar lessons, but I'm not very good at it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you'll pursue that, or do you have any sense of musical instruments in addition to the ukulele that you'd like to work into your singing for the songs that you write?
Well, I'd really like to learn how to play piano mm-hmm. because I think that sounds cool on songs. Also, if I did learn to play piano, it would help me learn how to read music. I'm reading music mm-hmm. a little bit mm-hmm. on guitar and a little bit just for my voice, but it would help a lot to read music with a piano.
Uh-huh. So you have voice lessons at a local studio? Where do you have voice lessons?
Well, I do have voice lessons, but it's not exactly a studio. It's called Celia's Voice Studio, but it's actually at her house, mm-hmm. and there's this special room that she has, like, her piano, and she has a recorder and a microphone, and she has these instruments in case you're playing it with your song, and she's really good. I love getting lessons from her.
Nice. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Out There on Valley Free Radio, WXOJ 103.3 FM in
Call
Northampton.
In.
Yes, call in. We're raising money for the operating expenses for the station this week. Call in at 413-585-1033 and pledge some money. You can also go online at valleyfreeradio.org/donate. If you go online, you can do recurring donations of as little as $2 a month. Every little bit counts. And I just want to say that as a programmer, I've really enjoyed the opportunity to like have my own show. I mean, I don't know that you could go to some commercial radio station in town and be like, hey, I want to do a show. I have zero experience in radio.
But you always have to have the but.
But anyway, so Valley Free Radio is a special community resource open to anybody.
Who has the time.
Who has the time.
And the patience.
Yes. And if you have the money, but not the time, you can support us that way. Again, the number is 413-585-1033. And there is a donor who has pledged a $10,000 matching donation. I'm not sure how you say that. But if we raise up to $10,000, then he'll match it with another $10,000.
What a guy. Yeah. Or girl.
And so if we raise that, as soon as we raise that, the pledge drive will be done for the week.
Hey, I was thinking on the way up here, you said figure out something creative. So for a $50 donation, Ruthie and I will come to your house for Thanksgiving dinner.
Call 585-1033 now.
It's win-win-win.
Again, 413-585-1033. There are people waiting to answer the phone. More than just Dwayne. It's actually other people in the studio. Sounds like we just got a caller. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And we're going to get back to the interview with Luna Puchalski. Luna's a friend and neighbor, a singer, songwriter, a seventh grader at Pioneer Valley Performing Arts Academy in South Hadley. Wait, is it called Academy or High School or what's the official name of it?
Well, it's usually referred to, if you use its full name, as Pioneer Valley Performing Arts Charter Public School.
Okay. No wonder people just say PVPA. So we were talking a little bit about your songwriting and the poetry and the music and how those go together. Your dad writes poetry. Has that affected your interest in writing songs?
My dad doesn't show me a lot of his poetry, but I've always had a big interest in it. And whenever he has a new poem, I've always wanted to read it because I'm so interested in what he does. And I've always, I've heard a few of them, and they're really, really good and have deep meanings, mm-hmm. or like some that I don't mm-hmm. even understand myself. But I really want to be able to be that poetic and creative mm-hmm. with my songwriting.
Mm-hmm. Are there any common themes that you feel like surface in the songs that you write?
Not exactly. I write about a lot of things. One of the other songs I wrote that I'm pretty sure I'm sharing today is actually about a dream that I had that I kept rewriting until it was a story, mm-hmm. and then I turned it into a song.
Uh-huh. That's cool. I was wondering a little bit more about BVPA and how that works for parents who are listening, or for young people who are listening. I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about things you enjoy about the school. Like you mentioned already that there's good support for young people coming in, like the seventh graders. It's seventh through 12th grade, and you talked about the mentor system. That's really cool. I don't know. Can you talk any more about like what a day is like there for you?
Well, usually all your academic classes are in the morning, especially if you're in middle school. But for my A block is an arts class. But after lunch, you have all these amazing arts classes, and it's really good. And even the academic classes, they find ways to work in arts to the academic classes, and you can... There was like a project I did, and I did the project by making a poster and writing a song.
Mm-hmm. As a charter school, I feel like I should know this, but I don't. So as a charter school, is the school funded by the general like taxes that fund the public schools, or do you have to pay extra to go to the school?
You don't have to pay extra to go to the school because it is a public school. But if it were a private school, you would have to. I don't exactly know how it's funded. We did get these people coming to observe the teachers and the kids and how they're working and see if you get a recharter, which basically means we can be a school for 5 more years until we have to get rechartered again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you said your academic classes are in the morning, and in the afternoon you have arts and stuff. What about, is there PE, your recess?
Well, for PE, usually what a lot of people do is they take a dance class to get PE credits, or if they take a sport or dance classes outside of school, they can fill out a form to have that count for PE credits. But we don't have the traditional, like, PE gym doing those activities.
No dodgeball? No rope climbing? Oh, what kind of a charter school is this?
It sounds like, would you say the students there are pretty happy about this, their school experience?
Yeah, I think everyone on the day that we were getting rechartered, so many people were talking to the recharter people, the people who are rechartering our school. They were saying, like, please recharter our school. We love this school. This is better than any other school.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. So last year you were at JFK in Florence, and you live in Florence, and so, like, lots of your friends were, like, friends from the school and from the neighborhood. Is that true?
Yeah.
So, then this year, you're going to school in South Hadley. How is that being separated from your friends from the neighborhood?
Well, since school gets back so late, I don't get to see them as much as I did before, especially because I don't go to school with them anymore. And, of course, I miss them a lot, but I still keep in touch with them and talk with them a lot, and I'm making new friends at my new school, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to give a shout-out to any of your friends who might be listening?
Hello. Maggie. Hi, Maggie. I don't know if you're listening, but if you are, thank you for being my friend, and we'll always be friends, even if I'm at a different school.
Let's see. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about, or talk some about other parts of your life besides singer-songwriting and musical parts. You had mentioned to me the other day that you love animals and you're a vegetarian.
Yes, I am.
How did you come to be a vegetarian?
Well, when I decided to be a vegetarian, it wasn't necessarily because I thought I was going to change the world. It was more because eating meat made me feel bad. I felt bad that I was eating another living creature.
Mm-hmm. And how old were you?
I was still 12. I've been a vegetarian for like 5 or 6 months now.
Mm-hmm. How is that? How has your family reacted to that?
Well, they're supportive of it, but it's a little hard to work it into the meal plans and stuff because, like, of course, the rest of my family eats meat, so they need to eat meat, and we just have to figure out, like, to find vegetarian things that we can kind of, like, modify to also be meat things.
How about, like, macaroni and cheese? Do you eat a lot of that?
What?
Do you eat a lot of that?
Yeah, we eat macaroni and cheese.
Oh, well, I'm a vegetarian then.
Well, you're a vegetarian whenever you're not eating meat, Dwayne.
Is cookies not it? That's what I'm told.
So, Luna, you were also telling me on the walk up here this afternoon, you were telling me about a train trip you took to Maryland.
Yes. Well, I was going to Maryland once, and I was going to see my grandma, and we knew that we were pretty sure that this was going to be the last time we saw my grandma because we were pretty sure she was going to die. So I decided I was going to make a documentary of the trip, and I decided I was going to. So when I was on the train, I went to a bunch of people who were working on the train, and I filmed them, and I asked them what it was like to work on a train, and I just asked them stuff about them and their jobs and everything. And actually, one of the people who calls out, who uses the speaker and says, like, we're coming up on whatever place we're coming up on, he let me say some of the things that you were supposed to say through that. Uh-huh. And that was really fun.
Nice. Like watch your step.
Nice. You were also telling me about doing a documentary about the meaning of life. I don't know if I said that quite right.
Well, it wasn't really a documentary, but on my old computer, I had something called Audacity, and when I was bored, I would just pick a topic and I would record it, and I would, like, kind of make a little fake documentary and talk about my feelings on it or what I've heard from other people about it. Mm-hmm. And one of the times I talked about the meaning of life.
So did you come to any conclusions?
Well, what my conclusion was, and of course other people have different opinions, which is kind of part of my conclusion, mm-hmm. you can never really find the true meaning of life because everyone has different ideas of what it should be. And even if you did find the true meaning of life, so many people would think differently or try to prove you wrong that you would never really be sure. So I think it's something we just have to decide in our own mind.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. If you just tuned in, you're listening to an interview with, well, you're listening to Luna Puchalski on Out There. Luna's a singer, songwriter, and a neighbor in Florence, and a seventh grader at PVPA. And this is Valley Free Radio, WXOJ 103.3 FM. If you'd like to donate to Valley Free Radio, this week is a great time to do it. Right now is the perfect time to do it. You can call 413-585-1033, and someone will answer the phone and take your pledge. You can also donate online at valleyfreeradio.org/donate. That's 413-585-1033. And thank you to all the people that support this unique resource for the community. And because I'm one of the beneficiaries, and hopefully all the listeners are too. Again, that's 585-1033, 413-585-1033, or online at valleyfreeradio.org/donate. We have a matching grant of $10,000 for this fund drive this fall. If we raise $10,000, someone will, well, match it, because that's just what I said. You know, these financial things kind of boggle my head, so I'm trying to clarify it for me, but probably everybody else already knows.
Someone's going to give us a lot of money.
And I think Dwayne has an announcement. Dwayne, do you have an announcement?
Yes, I do. Coming up this week and weekend, My Journey to the Center of the Earth, written and performed by John Sheldon in support of Serious Play Theater Ensemble. There's three shows at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, November 14th, Sunday, November 15th, and Monday, November 16th at the APE Gallery on 126 Main Street in Northampton. Seating is limited, so reservations are recommended. For reservations at Brown Paper Bag Tickets, or call 1-800-838-3006. So that's this coming weekend. Yes.
Thanks, Dwayne. And John, I just clarified my financial conundrum there. No, so the matching donor thing, I said if we raise $10,000, we'd get it matched. No, actually, any amount of money we raise will be matched, up to $10,000. So if you call in
right now,
413-585-1033, and if you call in and pledge $15, how much are we going to get, Dwayne?
$30.
That's it.
Wow. Thank you for the three fingers here. I would have never. Multiplying is just, I don't know. I don't multiply.
Hmm. So.
Very well.
Yeah. So call in 413-585-1033. And this is Valley Free Radio. And I have a few things to share. This is kind of along the lines of Ruthie's rant. No, this isn't really a rant. I just wanted to talk about a couple things that happened to me this morning. Most of the happening was in my head, I guess. But
was I there?
For part of it. So I was emptying downtown trash barrels this morning in downtown Northampton. And you know, it was kind of drizzly and blustery this morning, wet brown leaves blowing around. And the few people that were out had their collars turned up. And I'd been out for maybe half an hour, and I hadn't crossed paths with anyone to talk to.
Oh.
And then I was emptying a recycling barrel on Pleasant Street, and this delivery truck that I'd never seen before stopped next to me. And I thought the driver was going to ask me for directions, but then cars lined up behind him. And so like, he looked in the rearview mirror, and he had to get a move on, and he moved on down the street another half block, and then he pulled over so motorists could get around him. And so then I rode past him on my way to the next barrel, thinking maybe he'll ask me for directions now.
Hoping
someone to talk to, but it looked like he was on a computer phone, probably asking directions from the internet.
Google Earth.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. So I rode on. I was a little disappointed. because I thought I was going to get the opportunity to speak to someone and to utilize my intimate knowledge of the city.
Well,
I like being able to offer directions. Like when I go to a new place or am amongst strangers, like asking directions or asking what time it is. That's one of my tactics to interact with strangers. And you know,
can I borrow your phone?
Oh yeah, that one too. Yeah, sometimes I might get sent down the wrong road, but sometimes I find out things about the town I didn't expect. And most of all, I get a little bit of human connection. And let's see, another downtown trash story from this morning. Dwayne and I were emptying the barrels. And in this barrel on Main Street, there was a bag of something heavy. What was it, Dwayne?
It was like iced tea and water, and somebody just threw out a whole bag of like drinks.
Yeah, they're all like bottled, maybe a dozen 16-ounce bottles of water and another dozen of sugary drinks. And the thing weighed like 25 pounds. Well, that would be 25 bottles at 16 ounces each. They're all full, unopened. So I put them in the bike trailer, separate from the trash, trying to decide what to do with them. And then when we finished collecting the trash and we were putting it in the compactor, we still had this heavy bag of liquids.
And I wasn't taking it home.
No, I thought you were going to take it and give it away, but you were walking.
I said, put it on a trash compactor. I mean, I got a guitar off that, so payback.
Yeah, well, I didn't really want to just leave it there because they were kind of, the bag they were in was a little bit squishy. But anyway, so what, like I'm going to carry bottled water around? No way. Like, why am I going to carry 12 pounds of water around using my body fuel?
When there's plenty of puddles.
Plenty of puddles. And water runs freely in the taps. And gravity brings it to us down the hill from Williamsburg. Well, gravity in the Northampton Water Department pipes. Gravity is such an awesome way to carry water.
Yeah, the water. I just read a thing. Remember I was showing you on Nestle's Corporation in California, how they're being sued for just taking like hundreds and millions of water, gallons of water out of a state forest or something?
Yeah, I think these bottles of water were actually Nestle.
Nestle, yeah.
Yeah, well, I poured them out.
The fish were happy.
Yeah, it's like gravity is such a great way to carry water. Talk about efficient transportation. And then it goes back up the hill, back to the reservoirs, so to speak, all naturally, too, like with sunlight and evaporation and condensation. Wow. Go nature. That's what I say. You can learn more about specific advertising campaigns aimed at getting us to accept trucked-in bottled water at storyofstuff.com.
That's very good. Yeah, it's Story of Stuff.
Yeah, they have, Dwayne and I watched this really cool.
They have that thing on Nestle's on Story of Stuff also.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why companies like Coca-Cola or Nestle's have brainwashed us to think that, oh, tap water is no good. You have to buy the water from them, which is pretty much filtered tap water.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to get back to our special guest here, Luna Puchelski.
Hello.
Thanks for hanging around through all this yakking, Luna. Luna, I wonder if you could talk about any of your upcoming gigs.
Oh, well, on Saturday, I will be performing at Sam's Cafe Pizza Place. It starts at 7. I'm not the only performer, but I'll be performing 6 to 10 songs, and I hope you will be there.
And if you're there, you go there, please give her a slice of pizza.
But with no meat on it, vegetarian. Yes.
Black beans, that's good. Artichokes.
And how about in January?
Oh, on January 8th, I am going to be performing at River Valley Market.
All right, and you're going to be performing here in the studio in another few minutes as well.
Yes.
Before we get to your next song, I wanted to ask you, so do you have any kind of routine or ritual, or how do you prepare for a performance?
Well, I can't always do this, but I try to do this as much as possible. I run the whole set the evening before, the morning of, and hopefully, like, a little bit before the performance. And obviously, I do vocal warm-ups before my performance.
So, do you have another song for the listeners and us all listeners?
Yes, I do.
And what is this one?
This is another song I wrote. It's called Whispers.
You ready?
Yes.
This one's, okay.
Acapella.
Acapella, all right.
Yes.
Far in the distance, an echoing silence, calling my name till it's all I hear. Try to ignore it, put it behind me, but I know that it's always near. I hear the whispers of broken souls and lost travelers. Cutting like scissors, it's cutting like scissors, breaking down the walls of silence. Everyone knows how hard we've tried. We always run, but we don't know why. Crumbling down now, it's crumbling down now, it's crumbling down now. It's always confusing, I'm always losing, ending up at the bottom again. Lost and broken, try to be open, I always seem to end up here. I hear the whispers of broken souls and lost travelers. Cutting like scissors, it's cutting like scissors, breaking down the walls of silence. Everyone knows how hard we've tried. We always run, but we don't know why. Crumbling down now, it's crumbling down now, it's crumbling down now. Without reasons, we lay seamless, no matter how hard we try. Without reasons, we lay seamless, no matter how hard we try. We run, but why? Why? I hear the whispers of broken souls and lost travelers. Cutting like scissors, it's cutting like scissors, breaking down the walls of silence. Everyone knows how hard we've tried. We always run, but we don't know why. Crumbling down now, it's crumbling down now, it's crumbling down now.
Wow, thanks. That was great.
Thank you.
When did you write that one?
I think I wrote that in October.
Mm-hmm. Just like last month.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Are there any musicians, songwriters, people that inspire you in your work that you think of?
Well, back to the story about the cafe and the lead singer who showed me her songbook, definitely Eva Capelli.
Mm-hmm.
She's a songwriter, and she's in a band, and I'm pretty sure she owns a recording studio.
Yeah, Eva Capelli. She does a show on Valley Free Radio called Toast and Jam, Fridays from noon to two. So,
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're in school at that time, so it might be hard to listen to, but maybe she would...
And Sundays, you said?
Fridays.
Oh.
Yeah, Fridays from noon to two. Maybe you could be on her show, too. I bet she would like that. Let's see. There's lots of shows on Valley Free Radio there's a wide variety of shows on Valley Free Radio. Like This Is Out There every Wednesday from 4 to 5. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. Then Democracy Now! Will be up at 5. That's weekdays from 5 to 6 is Democracy Now! Here on 103.3 FM. Also on Wednesdays, there's Warm Heart of Africa from 7 to 9 Wednesday evenings. Music show. Another music show Wednesday evenings from 9 to 11 is Poison Ivy of the Mind. You can go to valleyfreeradio.org and see our schedule, our weekly schedule. There's a mix of local shows and syndicated shows, news shows, talk shows, variety shows. I guess this would be the variety show kind. What else? So, yeah, if you'd like to support Valley Free Radio with some money.
Yes, you can get T-shirts for a $20 pledge. Valley Free Radio T-shirts. I've got mine.
You got yours. Yeah. They come in different colors.
They'll ask you for size. Yes, indeed. And Signature Sounds 20th Anniversary CD Collection for a $10 pledge. There's 13 of those left.
All right. Call 413-585-1033 to make a donation. Or you can go online, valleyfreeradio.org/donate. Other shows that you can catch on Valley Free Radio. Sunday afternoons is Sing About It, topical folk music. It's also jazz from 6 to 7 on Sundays, a show called Hot to Cool. Off the Record Sunday evenings, it's original and classic comedy music. I haven't heard that one yet. Mondays is Reggae Down, Monday evenings. Anyway, go to our schedule, check out more of the shows. The ones I mentioned are our local shows. There's also the David Pakman Show, weekdays from 3 to 4 before this show. And what else? I actually have another sort of, is this a rant? No, I have another story. I'm not going to call it a rant. I'm just going to call it a story.
Is it about the TPP being said no? President Obama took and said no to
the pipeline, Keystone pipeline.
Yes. Yeah.
No, this one's a little more personal.
Is it about me?
A little bit.
Oh.
It's mostly about more about trash and compost, and it's about compost. So I was drifting off to sleep in, well, for full disclosure, I'll say in Dwayne's arms the other night when suddenly I realized that I'd forgotten to do something. Dope! Oh, sure, I had said a few weeks earlier. I'd love to do a compost pickup for their special event. It was a Saturday event at a church in Florence, and by last-minute luck, I had remembered to drop off the empty compost bins in the morning, but pick up the filled ones in the afternoon? My Saturday was full, and more plans had spontaneously developed. Picking up compost slipped out of my memory like water over a dam. So it was 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, and I'd biked to the other side of town. I was so close to dreamland that I realized the compost was sitting behind the church waiting for me. Suddenly my body felt flushed and hyper-aware. I had visions of the bins of compost flipped over paper plates and pasta strewn around the church parking lot with a family of skunks having a banquet.
Mm-hmm. Skunks, possums, raccoons.
Who knows what all else. I imagine the pastor trying to drive into the driveway, but it being blocked by the mound and many fresh kills swelling with my fears. Gazette headline, Petal People opens new landfill in Florence Church parking lot. I was afraid our business would lose this account. It would all be my fault. I wondered if I would have to add a maggot for myself on my employee feedback page. Dwayne, should I ride back to Florence and get it right now? I asked my boyfriend. He mumbled, half asleep. Ruthie, it's 10 o'clock at night. Go to sleep. Take a rake and broom in the morning. He rolled over and started snoring.
I don't snore.
No, you don't, but it was sort of figurative.
Okay.
He rolled over and started breathing the regular breathing rhythm that you breathe when you're softly, gently asleep.
That's much better, thank you.
Okay, self, go to sleep, I instructed. But my brain kept saying, what if? And really, Ruthie, it's just compost. Yeah, and my pride and sense of honor and commitment and business reputation. Well, I decided I would deal with the consequences first thing in the morning. And hang on just a minute. Next page. So I decided I would deal with the consequences first thing in the morning, early, before daybreak, so I could clean up before anyone else could see the mess. Problem solved. But I still couldn't get to sleep. I tried to imagine best case scenarios. Probably I'd get there and the bins of compost would be neatly filled and stacked in front of the dumpster, like they always are when I pick up on time, and I was worrying for nothing. I thought of the customer who'd asked for the pickup. Would they want me to be losing sleep over their compost? I don't think so. They just want me to take care of the job whenever I got there. So just go to sleep, Ruthie. I tried to compare it to I tried to compare it to other sleepless nights I'd had for more stressful reasons. Like the time I was publicly supporting an incarcerated person, and as I was going to bed, I found out something that made me realize that maybe he actually did do it. That was a worrisome night. At any rate, like Dwayne said, I mostly slept, planning to get up in the wee hours of the morning to do the dirty before the dawn. At 3 or 4 in the morning, I dreamed I got up to leave in the early darkness, but in the 5 minutes it took me to get dressed and go outside, the sun rose on the autumn reds and yellows, and the sky turned bright blue, and people were walking and driving to work. In my dream, I looked at my watch, and no matter if I added an hour or subtracted an hour, I couldn't figure out how to account for daylight savings time. It was like the time shift must have made me lose an hour of real time. Finally, when the clock said 4:30, I got up, relieved to see it was still dark outside, and I got on my bike and rode back to Florence. The crescent moon and nearby planet were more beautiful than the glaring floodlights were ugly. Orion was patiently running across the southern sky and didn't seem to care about compost crises at all. At my house in Florence, I quietly hitched up a trailer and grabbed a broom and headed in the darkness for the church to face the consequences of my forgetfulness. Why did I forget to do this? I wondered. Am I taking on too much? Is it because I'm too disorganized and lost my calendar yet again? Or because I didn't take the time yesterday to imagine myself actually doing the pickup at a specific time in my day? Am I getting dementia? Is I just forgot? A valid reason? How can I prevent this in the future? So I pulled into the church driveway and braced myself for a compost disaster scene. In front of the dumpster, where I expected to see the bins, there was nothing at all. Uh-oh, I thought. I bet when I didn't show up to get the stuff yesterday, someone probably brought it inside when night fell. That's not good for customer relations.
Especially on a Sunday morning.
On a Sunday morning, right?
They would forgive you.
Yes. But then I rode around behind the dumpster, and there were our compost bins, all empty and clean and stacked up, nestled into each other with a note that said, "Hi, Petal people. The caterer had all china, and they took the food to compost themselves, so we didn't end up using your bins. Sorry, and thank you." I just looked at the moon and laughed out loud. The end.
Wow, that's a thrilling story.
That kind of reminded me of something, Luna. I was remembering a conversation that we had earlier. Oh, by the way, I'm in the studio with Luna Puchalski, a guest, a friend and neighbor and singer, songwriter, and seventh grader at PVPA, as well as Dwayne Rainey.
In person.
And you're listening to Out There on Valley Free Radio, WXOJ 103.3 FM. This is Fun Drive Week, and you can call the studio right now. There's lots of people in here. It's a really great happening time to have all the people around. You can call the studio to donate. We can use your funds to go a long ways because this is all a volunteer-run community station, and a little bit of money goes a long ways. And any money that you donate for this fund drive will be matched up to $10,000. If you donate like $10,001,
if somebody donates $10,000, I'll go to their house for Thanksgiving, eat, and do the dishes. Win, win, win.
Yeah, so call 413-585-1033. And again, your donations will be doubled. Or you can go online at valleyfreeradio.org/donate. You can do recurring donations online as well, like a recurring monthly donation. So it just takes a little bit out of your account every month. And so, Luna, I know what that story reminded me of. I was remembering a conversation when I asked you I was talking to you and I think Maggie and Ben, and I'm not sure if Ayana was there or not, one evening about nature. And at that moment, we could see the full moon rising in the horizon. And do you remember what happened next?
Yeah.
So then I think Ben and others of you jumped up on the picnic table in the backyard. And what were you saying?
Well, we were kind of like doing this little dance and saying dark creatures in the dark. There's a story behind that. It's kind of like an inside joke because I used to be really, really scared of the dark. And whenever we were out in the dark playing outside together, they would always be like, Luna, it's okay. And at first they were trying to scare me by pretending to be like dark creatures in the dark or kind of make fun of me. Mm-hmm. But then they would say, these aren't bad creatures. And then they would pretend to be them and give me hugs and tell me they were good creatures. And the dark creatures in the dark are good creatures that just want to help you. And then I am definitely not as scared of the dark as I was before.
Wow. That's really cool. I hope more people can learn from that. Luna,
if I see any creature in the dark, you know what I would do? I would kick them.
Kick them?
Yeah, what, get away from me.
You know what I find when I'm in the dark is that people are afraid of me. I am the creature in the dark. Like, yeah, like you were kind of like you were saying, Luna. And we're all afraid of each other for no reason at all. But that reminds me, I'm talking about the dark. I want to take this opportunity to suggest that people value the dark because it's a resource that is slipping away with bright lights everywhere. And if you have bright lights outside your house, consider shielding them, putting them on a motion detector. You can check out the city's website for light pollution ordinance guidelines as the leaves fall off of the trees and the light passes through more at night. I notice the glare a lot more, especially with all the LEDs that are coming in. They have particularly harsh glare. So, yeah, if people could be mindful of their lights at night, I and Luna and the other creatures of the dark might like it. I don't know. How do you feel about lights at night? Maybe you're like, I don't know how you like, if you like them. It depends.
Well, I'm still a little scared of the dark, but I do know a lot. Well, not a lot, but I know some about light pollution, and I know it's really bad, and we should probably cut down on the lights we're using.
Mm-hmm.
Also, sometimes, I don't know, it's just...
Well, don't you get some from, like, the Silk Mill parking lot?
Yeah.
That big parking lot by the bike path?
Yeah, do you notice the Silk Mill parking lot lights at night in your house, Luna?
Oh.
Those.
That's not what I meant to... But, yeah, I do see those. I'm not exactly sure how I feel. I'm kind of like, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. There was one more song that we're thinking about doing, but Luna, I wondered if there's anything that we didn't cover that you wanted to talk about or share. I'm sure I forgot some of the questions that I had for you, but just like I lost my calendar about the compost pickup, I seem to have lost some questions in the paper shuffle. Or do you want? If you don't have anything, we can just go to the song.
Could I say one quick thing?
Please.
Well, you were talking about compost. At PVPA, there's a lot of people eating fruits and stuff, and there's peels and, like, for the tangerines. There's a lot of tangerines. And I was like, where's the compost? And they're like, you put them in the trash. There's no compost here. And I'm we really need a compost at PVPA. I don't know why it upset me so much we didn't have a compost, but people were just throwing all their compost in the trash, and I really feel like we should get a compost at PVPA.
So did you tell the principal or who's ever in charge?
I'm actually going to do that.
I would get a petition but with some other people and present it to the principal and say, look, this is not good.
Yeah, do you know what the process is, Luna, to, like, how do you address that?
Well, we have a student council, and I was thinking maybe, like you said, I could get a petition and give it to the student council and ask if they could, because they're what they do. They try to make changes at the school, and they also control fundraisers, so I could ask if they could make a fundraiser with the permission of the principal to raise money for a compost at PVPA.
Oh, that's cool. And you're a seventh grader. It's your first year there, and you've only been there a few months. How do you feel about taking that kind of initiative?
Well, I feel like it's, I'm probably not going to be listened to as much as a 12th grader would, but I can always try.
Yeah, that's great.
And maybe someday you'll be the president of the
school. You've got 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You've got 6 years to fight for this. I'd be willing to bet you there will be compost at PVPA before you're done.
Yay.
That reminds me of someone. Well, I think we're going to run out of time to do this other song.
We don't have to if you don't want to.
Yeah, this other song wasn't actually an original. If it was an original that you had written, I would have made sure we made time for it. But it was just a cover. So the other thing, talking about compost, it reminded me, I ran into a friend today at the transfer center, Michael Goldman, whose son, Jonathan, was a senior at Northampton High School last year. And Jonathan worked really hard with some other people, Diana Riddle and some others, to get composting restarted at Smith Vocational out on Burt's Pit, the old compost pile out there. He developed this business plan and then I worked on it really hard his senior year and got it kicked off. So big things can happen when you organize and put your mind to it. So if you just tuned in, this is Out There. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. Also in the studio with me are Dwayne Rainey and Luna Puchowski. Thanks for coming in, both of you.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. And this is WXOJ 103.3 FM, Northampton, Valley Free Radio, streaming online at valleyfreeradio.org. This is also Fun Drive Week. Thanks to all
the
people.
And the phones have been lighting up.
The phone is ringing. Thank you all. 413-585-1033 is the number to call to donate to the station and keep shows on the air. Your money goes to pay the rent and the electric bills, and it goes to get the syndicated shows. The programmers are all volunteer, so I'm not going to get any of the money that you donate, but you can give money to me if you see me on the street. Anyway, that's 585-1033, area code 413-585-1033. Call to support this station. You can also donate online, valleyfreeradio.org/donate. You can do recurring donations. You don't have to have a PayPal account to donate online. You can donate as little as $2 a month online through that page. There's also, if you donate now, we have some prizes. What do you call them?
Gifts?
Yes.
I guess.
What are some of the gifts, Dwayne?
The O-Tones Duet CD at a $20 pledge, and there's only one. So call now.
And if you give a $20 donation, not only can you choose to get this CD, but your donation will also be matched by a donor, so we'll get $40 instead of $20.
Or you can get a T-shirt. $30 donation, I said, or $20, or I don't know. It's got a 30 and it's circled and a 20 is kind of, but I'm sure they'll give it to you for $20.
Yes. Again, the number is 413-585-1033. Also, for a $15 pledge, you can get a donation or you can get a Pedal People gift certificate worth $30. There's a couple of those that we're offering. And with a $30 Pedal People gift certificate, well, what can that get you? That can get you a month.
Pretty much.
Almost a month of trash recycling and compost service, curbside service. I should say that's only in Florence, Northampton, and Leeds.
Yes, and not Connecticut.
Yeah,
not Asheville. Sorry.
Not Goshen.
We love you, but.
You can also get yard care or a pedicab ride or a trailer ride. Trailers aren't just for trash. They're for people, too.
I've had many of those.
Yes. What do you have to say about trailer rides?
They are so fun. At like a lot of my younger birthdays, I would always ask Alex if he could set up like the trailer thing, and he would, all my friends would get in the trailer, and not all of them, but some of them not all at one time, and he would like give us down the bike path and back for my birthdays, and they were so fun.
Awesome. All right. So that's it for Out There. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! Up at 5 o'clock. And thank you for listening.